The remarkable thing is that we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one thing we have, and that is our attitude.
I'm challenging you to make the most of this day. Live it like it could be your last. Don't spend it negative and defeated. Enjoy today.
And no matter how bad things are in your life, there's always something you can be thankful for.
Doctors and actually psychologists have proven that the attitude that you have for the day is set in the first 8 minutes. So you want to grumble, grouse, groan, grunt, or do you want to be grateful?
I encourage you that today, just for today, do an experiment and really be grateful for all the many parts of you. Be grateful to where you are right now in your life. Here you are, you're learning, you're growing, you're progressing today. That's why you came to this video.
Do mirror work. Do mirror work. It is so powerful. Talk to yourself in the mirror, not to scold yourself, but to love yourself.
You can think yourself into a good mood. You can think yourself into a bad mood. You can think that you've got the worst life on the planet, or you can purposely look around and see how blessed you are and count up all the things that God's done for you, and you can just get real happy and real grateful all of a sudden. It's up to you what you think.
And I've told you many times, happiness is a choice. You're as happy as you choose to be. If you're unhappy, it's because you're choosing to be unhappy. Don't blame your husband, your wife, or anybody else. It is a choice.
See, if you have the right attitude, you can enjoy anything you do. You can enjoy mowing the lawn. You can enjoy the drive to work. You can enjoy cleaning the house. You don't have to enjoy part of your life and dread the other part. Just make a decision that you're going to enjoy everything you do from sun up to sundown.
Every single day of your life is a new day. You will hear, "Behold, I make all things new," but that begins in your mind. In your mind, you are activating the law of mind and action by proclaiming that the best of me, the next level of my iteration, is happening in this instant. So I stand on the precipice of a new day.
If you want to improve a bad day, have a big dream. And I don't mean go to sleep and have a nap and have that kind of dream. I mean see something beyond where you're at right now. See something beyond where you're at right now. Have a hope. Have an expectancy. Believe that things are going to change. Believe they're going to get better.
Learn to smile. Learn to laugh. Enjoy the simple things in your life. Enjoy right where you are in life today.
If you let yourself get negative and bitter and depressed, that doesn't make matters worse. It just draws in more negativity. So as hard as it is, sometimes it goes against human nature, but you got to get up in the morning when it's not going your way and just find something to be grateful for.
If we're speaking bad things, negative things, downgrading things, critical, judgmental things, we're eating those words and they're going to fall down inside of us and make us unhappy. However, if we talk about good things and thankful things and how much we appreciate what God's done for us, it just makes us happy. So you can think yourself into a bad or a good mood. You can talk yourself into a bad or a good mood. We may not be able to help how we feel, but we can also control what we do.
I suggest that we talk in the mirror a lot. First thing in the morning when you get up, go to the mirror and just say, "I love you." Start to connect with yourself. Forgive yourself in the mirror. Talk to yourself.
I give my permission to be great. I give myself permission to live in the joy.
Take a minute. Take 5 minutes. You start your day not with confession, not with your request. You start it with gratitude.
Every morning when we wake up, we need to empty out anything negative from the day before. Somebody offended you at work. They didn't treat you right. It's easy to let that offense stay. Feels good to carry around a grudge. But you have to be disciplined. Say, no, I am not giving this offense any room. I am not going to let it sour my day.
Smile. First thing when you get up in the morning, wake up and smile. This might seem stupid, but the very act of smiling, moving your facial muscles, is connected to all sorts of happy feelings in your brain. It's almost impossible to be upset when you're smiling. You can try it for yourself. The more time you spend in a positive mood, the more you'll condition yourself to be in a positive mood. The more time you spend in a negative mood, the more you'll condition yourself to be unhappy and sad. You're always going in one direction or the other, consciously or unconsciously. So why not get in the habit of conditioning positivity and happiness?
Envision a great life. Plan your life. Think about where you want to go and not just where dinner's going to be tonight. And then go fight like crazy and live the life you designed.
Setting the intention when you get up in the morning and feel grateful for what you already have in your life.
Decide who you want to become and become that person. Doesn't matter where you start, doesn't matter who you were born to, doesn't matter what your DNA is. You can become anyone you want to become. So I have no doubt that you can become special. I have no doubt that you can do amazing things that other people simply believe are not possible. But it's a choice, and it's based on your actions and what you do and your willingness to suffer and grow and fail and learn from it and get back up and claw your way to the top. But it's in your control. So the current state of your life is all your fault, whether that's good or bad, but you can become anything you want. Just have to set your mind to it.
You must really go for your own and realize how short life is. You got what you got, so you got to make the most of it. You really can't spend a whole lot of time worrying. You really have to go for your own.
What we do is we kind of check out because it feels overwhelming. Or we check out because we're afraid. Or we check out because we start listening to self-doubt. And then we make these teeny tiny decisions all day long. We don't even realize it. A decision to not get up on time. A decision to not eat the right thing. A decision to snap at your kids. A decision to not speak in a meeting. A decision to not look for a job. A decision to not deal with your finances. Whatever it is. All day long, these tiny decisions that take you so far off track.
Don't go through life looking in the rearview mirror, down on yourself, living in regrets. You can't do anything about the past, but you can do something about right now. Quit telling yourself, this is so hard. I'll never accomplish my dreams. I'll never get out of debt. This is a new day. You are going to have a strength that you did not have before.
You have something unique and amazing to offer to the world that nobody else can do. You are not only unique. I think you're a bloody miracle, the fact that you were born who you were born. And there's a reason why you're here, and it's time you start to figure it out.
People that are successful do what the failures won't. So if you want to be successful, if you want to be happy and fulfilled, you got to do what everyone else is not willing to do. You've got to have a higher standard than everybody else.
Learn to plan every day. Did you know if you'll take 1% of your day to plan the other 99%, it will make the other 99% go a lot better? Did you know 1% only is 14 minutes a day? 14 minutes a day to make the other 99% to go better.
What do you want to visualize? What do you want to do with yourself, with your day, with your week, with your month, with your life? I find that this combination of being grateful and visualizing the world that I want to live in is a very, very powerful thing.
Get there. Get after it. Attack the day. Make things happen.
You hold the keys to the future.
Friends, don't let one disappointment, one loss, one bad break cause you to settle. We all go through things we don't understand. Life doesn't always make sense. The key is you have to pass through the place of your greatest pain.
If you get knocked down, bounce up. If somebody next to you gets knocked down, help them up. Look inside yourself and find that desire. Go win big.
Because we're always looking back, reliving the negative, we end up carrying around all this baggage that weighs us down. One of the best things we can learn to do
is drop it. Let it go.
The best part of your life is right up in front of you.
It's a beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone. Beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone.
You have within you what it'll take for you to go do something great in your life. But you got to get yourself in a positive cocoon where you make some fundamental decisions in your life. You're a force of nature. You're somebody great. You were put on this earth to make a difference.
And I'm telling you that the way that you were made, the way that you are now, is beautiful or handsome, and that you're enough. And that once you can finally acknowledge the fact that you're enough, that you're beautiful and gifted and special and made in the image of this higher place, right? That once you can acknowledge that, you're going to be very, very happy. All your confidence, all your happiness, all the things you want to achieve in your life come from when you understand that you are made perfect the way you are. Doesn't mean we don't want to improve things in our life and chase the next version of us and all that, but the you that exists now is enough, and that you have everything within you right now to make your dreams happen, to be happy.
Seize the moment. Enjoy the moment. Minister in the moment. Do it now. Don't somehow think that tomorrow is going to be the time when you go.
I walk on the streets. All people are passing by. It's a great day. Nobody even cares that I've got a big smile on my side. I talk to myself. Is it true that we all must cry? 'Cause a great day, you shouldn't even care, 'cause you have a big smile on your side. It's a beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone. Beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone.
First thing in the morning and last thing in the evening, I want you to look into your eyes and say, I love you. I really love you. And I accept you exactly as you are. It can be tough at first, but if you stick with it, in a short time, this affirmation will be true for you.
We even have to remove at some point, sometimes, our own stupid thoughts, our own bad actions, our own poor habits. And we have to start with the fact that whether you call it the universe, luck, chance, God, evolution, spirit, whatever you call it, you've been blessed with breath. That you are alive right now, the odds of that is so extraordinarily rare that I really believe loving ourselves starts from a place of reverence for life.
This is a good day. This is a new beginning.
Lying in bed, hoping that you wake up some morning motivated to change, that's not the answer. You actually have to learn how to push yourself. You have to learn how to leverage the power of your decisions, and you've got to learn how to take action when you don't feel like it.
You know, any given moment, we get to choose how we're going to feel or how we're going to react to things. Not that we can't have a bunch of bad series of moments, but at some point, we all have to ask this question: who do I want to live with tomorrow? Tomorrow, do I want to live with the guy or the gal who didn't fight for their dreams, who didn't direct their own destiny, who didn't decide how they're going to feel in life and march towards that? Or do I want to live with the person who said, you know what, I'm going to charge up my life. I'm going to live a better quality of life. So we take more action, we feel better about ourselves, and we engage the world differently.
Too many of you are sitting around waiting to feel ready. You can still move forward when you're not ready. Too many of you are waiting to feel like you deserve to make six figures. It's about the action. Your mind, your history, your past, you will always have a million excuses not to do it, not to feel like it, not to believe in yourself. The only thing that matters in your life and your business is the actions that you're taking.
Every morning, empty out the guilt, empty out the worry, empty out the discouragement. And when the impurities come, when the infection come, don't let it stay. Let it pass on through.
This will be a new day for me. Today is my day. My voice, my life is important. I'm going to take back control, and I'm not going to worry what they say. I'm not going to worry about the critics anymore.
Give no place to the negative. Get in a habit of emptying out the offenses. Empty out the worry. You make a mistake, empty out the guilt. You didn't do your best, empty out the regret. Do better next time.
I think your dreams deserve 5 minutes in the morning before you let the world in.
Your first goal when you open up your eyes should be to focus on the things that ignite your spirit and bring you joy. Focus on the things that you appreciate in your life, the things that you're grateful for.
All through the day, this should be playing in our mind. The odds are for me. I'm destined to accomplish my dreams. I'm destined to overcome this challenge.
You can do all of this. You've just got to get the self-confidence. You've got to realize that, yeah, maybe right now you're starting small, but never allow yourself to think small of yourself just because you haven't had great accomplishments yet. We all struggle. We all have our breakthroughs.
Go for your dream. Stop listening to what you have to give up in order to be who and what you really are. When that something bigger than circumstance wants to express itself, you do your best to not listen to negativity. And then along the way, as you begin to take your step, as you begin to move in the direction of your vision, you begin to move in the direction of your high-minded goals, you may encounter delays along the way. And every delay is not a denial. It simply means that you're getting something that you're gonna need to go forward.
The only thing that matters in your life and your business is the actions that you're taking. And the more consistently that you take action, the faster you will start to believe in yourself, because you will see proof that you are not the kind of person that sits around and feels unworthy, that you're not a victim that sits by and gets sucked into other people's stuff, that you're not that kind of person.
Every day, work on yourself, get better. You're a human becoming, not a human being. Work on yourself, get better, and go be a force for change, not a victim of change.
I walk on the streets, all people are passing by. It's a great day, nobody even cares that I've got big smile. Is it true that we almost cry? Cause a great day, you shouldn't even care, cause you have a big smile on your side. It's a beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone. Beautiful day while you're singing. Smile is on and the worries are gone. Mm-hmm. by. It's a great day, nobody even cares that I've got big smile on my side. I talk to myself, is it true that we almost cry? Cause a great day, you shouldn't even care, cause you have big smile on your side. On your side. It's a beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone. Beautiful day while you're singing. Nothing matters to you. The smile is on and the worries are gone. Gone.